很体贴亚当，他自己吃了，他觉得好吃，他就给送手给他先生一个，他很体贴他先生。
So I don't know about your reflection on this story, but I think Eve is a very caring person. So he does not want to just eat it by herself. She cares about her husband. She gave the good things she thinks is good to her husband.
孙雀翻译的好像比我讲的更清楚，但是呢，夏娃体贴她先生，体贴的是用一种没有智慧、没有神的智慧的体贴，是一种愚蠢的体贴。
So Eve cares about her husband, but this is not wisdom from God. This is foolish.
你可以看到神给我们丈夫选择妻子的时候，妻子的重要性有多重要。妻子体贴丈夫的时候要。智慧的，按照神的智慧来体贴丈夫，而不是放纵他的这种体贴。
So we can see God really cares about this relationship, husband and wife. And when God wants us to choose a wife, we need to be careful. And also, when the wife, they care about their husband, they have to follow God's view. God's way is not a worldly way, human view.
结果呢？这一对夫妇因着顺从自己的情欲，他们做了自己的决定，没有让神做决定，没有人让神做他们的主宰。结果他们选择了一条与神永远隔绝的永死之路。
So when they make their decision, this couple, they did not follow God's rule. So they make the wrong choices. They make the choices that made them separated from God eternally.
圣经在这个创世纪还有另外一位人物叫做亚伯拉罕。
So in contrast with Abraham faced his own decision in his life.
他在选择他前面道路的时候，他选择了听从神的话语的道路，让神做决定的道路。
So Abraham obeyed God's will. He chooses God as the center of his decision making.
他没有顺从自己的欲望，或者他没有计算自己的好处。
He did not count about his own benefit.
大家在读创世纪的时候，知道亚伯拉罕他是从乌尔最后到哈兰，这些都是大城市啊，都是很重要的商业城市，享受着很好的生活，他是很富裕的家庭。
So we know before Abraham was called by God, he lives in two big cities. I don't know how to say the name.
Ur and
Ur
Haran.
and Hur. And
Haran.
those are cities, people, they have a good life.
但是神告诉他要往迦南地，迦南地是什么地方？是毫无没有人烟的荒山野岭。
And God wants them to go to the promised land. And this is a wilderness, not a lot of people lives there.
如果神现在要你，你是在北京、上海、纽约大城市待的，神说让你到云贵高原、荒山野岭的小地方去，你有什么想法？
So if the God's calling upon to you, now you live in a big city, for example, Shenyang, Shanghai, or New York here. So if God says you go to this wilderness, it's a rural place with not a lot of people, are you going to follow God's call?
就像早期的内地会 Hudson Taylor，他们在学教的时候，他们从在英国那么先进的国家的大城市里头，要到中国，然后要到内地吃中国的粮食，穿中国的衣服，说中国人说的话，过中国人的生活，那样的选择，面临我们之后，我们会做什么样的选择？
It's like the example of Hudson Taylor. It's a long time ago, so there's a very famous British missionary. So at that time, there is a contrast between UK and China. So they have a good life, but God called them to go to a different country. So a country, they eat a different food, the country, they speak different language. So when God's calling upon them, they follow God.
所以大家如果这样去在读圣经的这样去想象的话，你看到亚伯拉罕面临着一个极其艰难的选择。如果要是按照人的私欲去决定的话，这是个 no brainer，是一个不需要想都不要想的就可以做出的一个决定。
So we know, but when Abraham faced these choices, he follows God's role. He did not follow human's role. So if you follow human's role, you don't need to go to some places that is not good for your life. Abraham followed God's role.
所以，亚伯拉罕最后走上了一条恩典之路，因为他听从神的话语，成为信心之父、多国之父。
So Abraham followed the path of grace, and he became the father of faith.
这是一条恩典之路，我们可以看到，在圣经当中，两个不同的人物给我们的一种对比。可以清晰地看到神的道路跟人的道路的区别。
So this is the path of grace of this is two stories. So the God showed us two different ways, and what the worldly way, what is the faithful way.
恩典是我们信仰当中一个非常常常讲的一个永恒的话题。
So grace is an eternal topic in our faith.
很多基督徒常常要给这个恩典来做定义。什么是恩典？
Many Christians, they try to define grace.
很多人在讲说恩典就是一种不配得的礼物。
So many people would say that grace is an unmerited gift.
这个没错，确实是一种不配得的礼物。但是如果用它来仅仅用它来形容神的恩典的话，是远远不够的。
Yeah, this is true, but when we use this to refer to God's grace, it's far from sufficient.
神的恩典确实是来自于神给我们的礼物，也是我们不配得的礼物。
God's grace is indeed a gift from God, and it is indeed something that we do not deserve.
但是神给人的礼物不是他之外的东西。
But God's gift to people is not something external to him.
他自己就是这个礼物。
He himself is the gift.
我们世人在送礼物的时候，没有人把我们自己送给别人，我们只把我们的东西送给别人，没有人把我们自己送给别人。
So for our ordinary people, when we give gift, we buy a gift, we give this gift to other people, but we never give other people ourselves as the gift itself.
而神给我们的礼物的时候，他把他自己就给了我们。
But when God gave his gift to us, as he gave himself to us.
约翰福音三章十六节，这是最著名的圣经当中的一段经节，相信所有的基督徒都会背。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，得永生。
John 3:16, this is a very famous verse, says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是神的恩典。
So, brothers and sisters, this is God's grace.
这个礼物实在是太大了。
So, this gift is so great.
它就是神自己以圣子的位格的形式彰显在我们中间。
So, this gift is God Himself manifested in the person of God and revealed among us.
凡听从他的、遵行他的话的，我们就得到了永生，我们就承受了来自神救恩的恩典。
So that everyone who receives this grace may have eternal life.
这是天父上帝恩典里头的第一个恩典，圣子的恩典。
So this is the first grace from our godly Father, Heavenly Father.
神他不仅仅道成肉身，他不仅仅以圣子的位格，生活在我们中间，把神的荣耀彰显给我们看，不仅仅如此。
God not only became flesh, but living among us in the person of a son, showing us his full grace.
当他战胜了死亡、复活升天之后呢，他更赐下圣灵的保惠师来带领我们。
So after he defeated the death, resurrected, and ascended to heaven, he gave us the comforter of the Holy Spirit to always lead us on the path of righteousness.
让我们基督徒有圣灵的带领，圣灵常常的提醒我们，让我们走义路。
So the Holy Spirit reminds us in us and lead us on the path of the righteousness.
约翰福音14章16到17节，主耶稣基督他自己对我们说。
So as in John 14, 16 to 17, Jesus said,
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他与常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
哇、wow，圣灵要住在我们里面，从内部来改变我们。
While the Holy Spirit lives within us and completely transforms us from within.
最后，让我们有基督的形状，有基督的性情，有基督的荣光。
And giving us the likelihood and the nature and the glory of Christ.
让我们成为圣洁，与神合一。
Let us be holy, one with God.
最后为神所用，来荣耀他。
And used by God and glorify God.
神不仅用圣子的血价把我们赎下，把我们从地狱里头救回来，也不仅仅是差遣圣灵的保惠师来保护我们，来带领我们。不仅这些。
So not only God used the blood Christ of the Son to save us from the hell and send the Holy Spirit to keep us on the path of righteousness.
他想得很周到，他更赐下生命的灵粮给我们。
He's very considerate. He also gave us a daily spiritual food.
这个生命的灵粮就是我们所拿的这本圣经，这本圣经。
The spiritual food is the Bible.
我们每日吃这个灵粮，我们的生命，我们属灵生命就会一天天长大。
So if we eat the spiritual food, so our spiritual life will grow.
同样，一个基督徒的灵命要长大的话，他还要不断的继续的从这个圣经当中去汲取生命的灵粮，把神的话语化成我们灵命成长的力量。
So if a Christian wants to grow spiritually, he must constantly draw spiritual food from the Bible and turn God's word into the power of spiritual growth.
保罗在提摩太后书嘱咐提摩太这样说，他说。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训读者，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得完全，预备行各样的善事。
So Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17 says, All scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
我们得圣经这个生命的粮，不仅仅是用来应付我们应对我们的这个灵命的需求。
So this spiritual food is not only feed our spiritual need,
而且用来战胜世界的诱惑，来与魔鬼征战。
and also it is our spiritual war sword with which we can overcome the temptation from the world.
圣灵是我们，哎，圣经是我们的圣灵的宝剑。
So the Bible is the sword of our spiritual war.
让我们在这个世界上与魔鬼征战。
So we can overcome the temptation of the devil.
大家记得，耶稣基督在魔鬼面前，在旷野里头遭到魔鬼试探的时候，他就是用圣经来作为武器战胜的魔鬼。
And we all know Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, and he overcame the enemy through God's word.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们看我们这个阿爸父神，这个天父，他真的像父亲一样。当我们出远门的时候，当我们要离开家奔跑、离开这个世界奔跑天路的时候，他是千叮咛万嘱咐，把所有一切我们需要的都给我们准备好了。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you can see that God is really like our Abba Father. Even before we are traveling on a journey, He always tells us all those warnings, tell us what to do in our spiritual journey.
他的准备真的是丰丰富富，这是神的恩典。
So, His preparation for us is very abundant.
所有相信神的人，所有相信耶稣基督的人，都应该得到圣子、圣灵和圣经这三样宝贝。
So those who believe in God should have all those three treasures, which is the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Bible.
现在是圣诞节，是感恩节、圣诞节，节日的期间是大家送礼的时候。
So now it's the time of Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's the time we exchange gifts.
真的是渴望那些没有还没有得到这三样宝贝的那些慕道的朋友，我们把这个礼物跟他们分享，让他们能够也得到这个礼物。
And I hope that those who haven't received these three gifts, we can share with them so they can have the same gift that we have through Jesus Christ.
神赐给我们的恩典有他明确的目标和方向。
So the grace given to us by God has a clear purpose.
恩典是用来救人的，
Grace is to save people.
是让人分别为圣、与神和好的。
Sanctify them and reconcile with God.
在这一点上，使徒保罗他为我们做了一个非常美好的见证。
So the Apostle Paul gave a wonderful testimony of this.
同样在提摩太前书，保罗这样写道。
So in First Timothy chapter 1.
就是清清楚楚地告诉我们，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是罪魁；然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要我在这罪魁的身上显明他一切的忍耐，叫后来信他的得永生的人做榜样。
So 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves the full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of which I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of the sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life.
想想使徒保罗，他最初的人生目标是什么？他最初的人生目标是迫害跟随耶稣的人，迫害基督徒。
Thinking about the Apostle Paul, whose original purpose is to persecute those who follow Jesus.
他在攻击基督徒当中呢，用了无法形容的暴力。大家知道他参与了杀死斯提凡的这个过程，发挥了巨大的作用。
So Paul played a huge role in the unspeakable violence against the Christian. He persecuted the famous Christian, the first Christian,
Steven，
Stephen.
用他自己的话来讲的话，他觉得自己是罪人当中的罪魁，罪魁就是什么？是最大的罪人。
So in Paul's own word, he is the chief of the sinner. The biggest sinner.
那他根本不配，得到神的爱，根本不配得到神的恩典。
So Paul was unworthy of God's love.
但是神接着他的恩典饶恕了这个可憎的狂热者。
So by grace, God forgave this hatred
饶恕了这个亵渎耶稣基督名的人。
and the blasphemer of the name of Jesus.
神的光一照他，就让他脱离了黑暗。
enlightened him, allowed him to escape from
最后把保罗变成了一个委身于耶稣基督的传福音信息的人。
And Paul was transformed into a man who was committed to spreading the gospel message.
恩典彻底地改变了保罗的一生。
So grace totally changed Paul's life.
因着这个改变，保罗在神所默示之下写下了圣经当中的13卷书。
Because of God's transformation, Paul wrote 13 books in the New Testament.
这十三卷书成了神的默示，给我们后来的基督徒，几代的基督徒一直传，一直在读，读到现在，我们要一直读到将来见主的面。
So these 13 books gave the Christians following Paul a lot of guidance. So we're going to repeat reading and reading on this guidance until we enter the kingdom of God.
在保罗的这十三卷书当中，他清楚地向我们讲明了这个因信称义的这个道理。
So in the 13 books that Paul wrote, clearly explained the gospel of justification by faith to the world.
神的恩典就从保罗这个器皿流淌到我们所有的信他的人，信耶稣基督的人。
So God's grace flowed to each of us through Paul.
让我们也有机会能够得到神的恩典。
So that we can also have the opportunity to receive God's grace.
保罗的生命的改变呢，是我个人的榜样。
So Paul's life transformation is my personal example.
是我个人灵命成长悔改的榜样。
So it's a good example for my personal life, change back to Christ.
我在回想我自己灵命成长的过程当中，我虽然没有经历过保罗这样的狂热，也没有经历过保罗所经历过的死因忧果，但是我自己的个人经历也不逊色。
So looking back on my personal life journey, although I have not experienced Paul's fervor in persecuting Christians and the valley of shadow of death, what I have experienced is not by no means inferior.
我现在可以很大胆的跟大家在这里分享，我以前有一个非常不好的性格。
So now I'm bravely to share this personal bad habit I used to have.
就是我的性格非常的敏感，非常容易生气。
I was very sensitive. It's easy to anger.
如果经历过的人知道这个性格如何的不好，没经历过的人不了解。
It's only someone who has an experience of this personality trait. They will understand the harmfulness of this personality trait.
就是非常容易生气，而且就是那种自己在那生闷气，别人都不知道你在为什么，别人不知道你干什么。
It's easily you got angry, but all the people around you, they don't know why you're angry.
我的这个古怪的性格，恐怕我的孩子，我的两个孩子也不知道。
I'm afraid even my son and daughter, my two children, they don't know about my weird personality.
因为我隐蔽的很好，就不让别人知道我这种心里头的挣扎，所以这就是我们常常说的假冒伪善，或者说双重人格的人。
Because I'm smart, I can hide this bite.
Not smart.
Humanly smart, I can hide my personality. No one can see, so you can see I have. There's two personality inside of me. One people can see, one people cannot see.
但是别人不知道，我太太知道。
Although other people they don't know, but my wife knows.
所以她给我起了一个小名叫气包。
So she had a nickname for me. She's an outcast.
因为有这样一个性格的缺陷，所以它极大的影响了我的生命。
So because of this character flaw, it greatly affected my life.
常常不能让我正确的处理人际关系。
I often cannot handle interpersonal relationship.
特别是不能够处理好非常亲近的关系，婚姻关系。
especially marriage relationships。
所以为此我吃了很多很多的苦头，也因此浪费了很多很多的青春。
For this reason, I suffered a lot and wasted a lot of young years.
当我们年轻的生命刚结婚了以后，我们本该是享受神的爱的时候，可是因为这样的性格的缺陷，会让我吃很多很多的苦头，浪费了很多年华。
So when we get married, we were young. We should have a beautiful life together, but because of my bad personality, we wasted a lot of good time, wasted a life.
所以信主了之后，主的恩典改变了我。
So after I become a Christian, God's grace changed me.
他让我深刻地认识到这个罪的问题，所以罪对我来讲的话，当我信主的时候，罪对我在我很容易接受的一个概念。我一看圣经，马上就看到自己的罪。
So it make me realize that the sin. So whenever I read the Bible, I realize there's a sin in me.
所以，我深深地认识到，在这个世界上啊。通过读圣经，知道这个世界上没有任何人让我犯罪，让我生气。
So after I read the Bible, I realized that in this world, no one made me angry.
我们常常说，你这个做了这个让我生气，你做了那个让我生气，这个世界上没有任何人让我生气。
We often blame other people because you did that, you make me angry because this happened made me angry.
唯一让我们自己生气的是我们自己，是我自己。
Only made us angry because something inside of us make us angry.
是我落入魔鬼的罗网之中的那个我，自己让自己生气。
It's me, I fall in the trap of the devil. It's myself make myself angry.
非常感谢神，圣灵能够启示我，让我认识到这一点，认识到自己这个缺陷。
So thanks God, the Holy Spirit inspired me to realize my own weakness and mistakes.
保罗的榜样就是这里鼓励我，让我看到。保罗都能够从那个样子变成为主所用的人，我跟保罗比起来，好像我这个性格的缺陷还没有他破坏基督徒那么严重，所以我也能够变得像保罗一样。
So the Holy Spirit also encouraged me to see how Paul, the Lord's apostle, transformed from a sin among sinners to the foundation of the Lord of Gospel. So with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I can change too.
所以在圣灵的帮助之下，我以后慢慢的就不再生气了。再生气的时候，我就提醒自己：你生气是落入魔鬼的罗网。
So with the help of Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit led me to see when I'm angry, I immediately remind myself that it's you who choose to be angry.
如果我生气，就被罪捆绑，我就失去了自由。
If I got angry, then I tied myself up and became a captive and a slave of the devil.
一想到这一点，我生气的心就像泄了气的皮球一样。
When I think of this, I feel like I was I'm when I'm angry, I'm like a deflated ball.
不是泄了志气，而是泄了怒气、泄了生气、泄了恨气。
It's a deflated by flesh anger, but it's not the spiritual courage.
由此所产生的呢，就是心里的宽容、耐心和爱心。
So what is born in the heart is tolerance, patience, and love, and peace.
还有主里头的平安。
And peace in the Lord.
当想到这一点的时候，一下子，原来黑暗的世界，原来不好的世界，看到所有的东西，世上的人都干犯了我的那个世界，一下子变得非常的美好。
So thinking about that, the world suddenly become better.
所面对的人，不管是自己的妻子、孩子，或者弟兄姐妹、朋友们、工作当中的同事们，一下子就变得非常可爱。
So the people I meet, whether it's my wife, my children, brothers and sisters, friends, or colleagues at work, all of the sudden become unlovable.
那我们所那个时候生气的时候所面对的那个困境，面对的那个问题，一下子就变成了彰显神的荣耀的一个机会。
So the things and the conflict we face became opportunity to demonstrate God's grace.
是一个让我们活出来神的样子的机会。
So it's an opportunity we can live a life glorify God.
弟兄姐妹们，这样一种改变，或者这样一种变化，它不仅仅是字面上的理解，或者是理智的接受、道理上的理解。
So brothers and sisters, this change is not intellectual acceptance or theoretical understanding.
而是一种灵里头的降服，心底里头的感悟，是一种身心灵彻底的释放。
But the spiritual surrender, inner realization, complete release of body, mind, and soul.
我们彻底的降服在神的面前的时候。 那个气就不能够再对我有任何的影响了。
When we fully surrender in front of God, this anger can no longer bond me like a slave.
那个闷气和怒气就不能够再捆绑我们了，我们就自由了。
So the anger or sullenness can no longer bond us like a slave, so we have a real freedom.
得到自由的感觉真的是非常的美好。
So when you have a real freedom, it's a very good feeling.
有了这样一个想到自由的滋味的那个经历以后，怒气、愤怒，它就不能够再对我有任何的捆绑了。
When I experience this experience of freedom from Jesus, then the anger cannot bond me anymore.
所以我真正实实的理解到这个罗马书五章二到五节这里保罗所说的话。
So I can truly understand Romans chapter 5, verse 2 to 5.
这种理解是生命的理解。一个基督徒理解圣经的话语的时候，真的是你从心里头理解，不是字面上去理解。
So this understanding is not a shallow understanding. It's understanding from your life. You truly understand.
罗马书五章二到五节说：“我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这个恩典中。” 并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀，不但如此，就是在患难中也要欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glorify in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
所以，当我们有了这样的圣灵的果子，有了这样的恩典的时候，我们就有可能，别人打你左脸，你可以给他右脸，有这样的耐心。
So after we have this fruit of the Spirit, and then we have the perseverance. When someone hit on your left face, then you gave your right face to them to hit.
因为在这一节经文里头告诉我们。 最后生出来的是盼望，是欢欢喜喜，是老练，是忍耐。
Because the scripture tell us that through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can have the joy, glory, hope, perseverance.
因为我们心里头有喜乐、有荣耀、有盼望、有神的爱在心里头的时候，而不是说。 在忍耐的时候，是生着闷气去忍耐。
When we have this joy, glory, and hope in our heart, we don't need to hold this anger in our heart.
如果生着闷气去忍耐的话，最终会爆发。
If we put this anger in our heart, and at one point we're going to blow out.
我要 skip 一些，加快我的速度，所以我要讲恩典可以改变教会。
So now I'm going to talk about the grace can change church.
恩典可以改变教会，《使徒行传》里头就记录了这样一个教会。
So Act 11 tells the story of such an early church.
在耶稣的门徒早期的时候被迫害，四处逃命的时候。
When Jesus' disciples were being persecuted and fleeing for their lives,
这个恩典就随着他们。
So the grace accompanied them.
有一群基督徒呢，就跑到了安提亚。
So a group of Christians, they arrived in Antioch.
他们在那里为主大发热心，见了人就传耶稣基督的福音。他说，安提亚的这一部分基督徒呢，他们不管是希利尼人、外邦人，什么人都传，不是仅仅给犹太人传。
So the Christians at Antioch, they were very zealous for the Lord, and they preached gospel of Jesus to everyone they met.
所以在《使徒行传》十一章二十一节这里讲说，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就多了。
So Act 11:21 says the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
神看到他们这一群门徒很单纯，很有爱心，看到他们不分彼此，所有的事情都是同心合一，神就加恩典给他们。
So God saw this disciple pure hearts and their love for one another, and they are united in spirit and sharing everything together. So God poured out more grace on them.
神如何去加恩典给他们呢？
How did God pour out grace on them?
神先加给他们人数。
God added them a number of people.
然后神又呼召了一个好人给他们。
And also God called a good man.
这个人叫巴拿巴，就到了他们那里。
So this man is Barnabas. They go to Antioch church.
所以我们看到这个二十三节到二十四节，这里讲到说，巴拿巴到了那里以后呢，看见神所赐的恩，他就欢喜，所以他也劝勉众人，立定心志，很久靠主。
The verses 23-24. When Barnabas arrived there, he rejoiced when he saw the grace that God had given him, and he encouraged everyone to keep their heart firmly in the Lord.
这里讲巴拿巴这个人，他是个好人，原是个好人。他比圣灵充满，大有信心。
So Barnabas was a good man, full of Holy Spirit, full of faith.
所以因着巴拿巴的加入，那他们这个教会就更兴旺了，人就更多了。
As a result, many people surrendered to the Lord.
但是神的恩典给安提阿的恩典还不仅仅如此。
God's grace to the church in Antioch goes far beyond that.
这个巴拿巴后来最后他又去跑去找，把保罗给找到了。
Barnabas went to find a man more powerful than him as Paul.
保罗那个时候还叫扫罗。
At that time, Paul's name is Saul.
保罗是谁？保罗是比加巴拿巴更厉害的一位，他的学识渊博，他在神面前有如此的恩典，他是一个比巴拿巴更好的一个牧师啊，给这个安提阿教会。
So who is Paul? Paul is chosen by God. God gave his wisdom in Paul, and Paul is a powerful teacher in God's doctrine.
所以二十六节我们可以看到，他们把保罗跟巴拿巴，他们就教训了许多人。这些人呢，就因着生命的改变，就跟世界的人不一样了。世上的人看着他们不一样，就给他们起了个绰号，叫他们基督徒。
So in verse 26 it says they told Paul and Barnabas, they told many people, and because of the change in their life, those people were different from the people in the world, and the other people called this group of people Christian.
这就是基督徒的这个名词的起源。
So this is the origin of the word Christian.
所以你们看，弟兄姐妹们看这个，安提阿教会这个教会，它从一小群门徒，就因为他们忠心神的话语，他们遵从主的教导，全心全意的侍奉神，他们不增进，他们喜欢一起祷告，神就恩上加恩。
So brothers and sisters, look at the church in Antioch. They are a small group of disciples of the Lord. They love to listen to God's word, follow Lord's teaching, and serve God wholeheartedly. They do not compete with each other. They like to pray together. God added grace to grace and gave them numbers and the best pastor in the world.
他们不是学有了牧师，他们才灵命得到增长，他们才教会得到增长。
It's not they had a pastor first, then the numbers increase, and then church increase.
他们是因为他们自己忠心神的道，活出神的荣耀，神就加恩典给他们，才有巴拿巴和保罗来到他们教会。
On the other hand, they followed God first. They preached God's word first. They changed themselves first. And then God gave them a pastor. God gave them Barnabas and Paul.
弟兄姐妹们，我们教会的名字叫恩典堂。
So brothers and sisters, our church's name is Grace Church.
那我们就应该成为一个真正的充满神的恩典的教会。
We should become a church full of God's grace.
世上的教会，没有一个教会是完全没有问题的。
So on the earth, there is no church is a perfect church.
没有十全十美的教会。
No perfect church, not problem at all.
但是如果这个教会有一样东西，就是神的恩典的话，那这个教会就是神所喜悦的教会，也是神要使用的教会。
When the church has one thing, the grace of God, then this church is a church that pleases God and can be used by God.
对，我们恩典它应该要像这个安提阿教会一样。
So our church, our grace church needs to be like the church of the Antioch.
要领受那从政的真理。
We must receive the pure doctrine.
神今天圣灵可以带领我们，从我们个人的灵修，从个人的读经，从个人的祷告来向我们说话。
Speak to us today through our daily devotion, personal Bible study, and prayer.
神今天也可以借着他的口，神可以借着他的器皿作为出口来教导我们。
So God will also use the vessels that serve as His outlet.
这些 vessels， 这些出口就是比如说我们的教牧小组吴牧师 Eric 也来我们这里讲道，我们也不定期的请别的牧师来我们这里讲道。
So the outlet means we have a pastoral team, we have Pastor Wu, we have Eric, and sometimes we invite pastor from other part of America to come to teach us.
所以我们今天虽然我们没有牧师，但是如果我们像安提阿教会一样专心仰望神，用崇正的信仰来教导，来建造弟兄姐妹，建造我们的信徒。
So our church, Grace Church, we should be like a church of Antioch. Focus on God and use God's pure words to build up believers.
来，让我们谦卑地领受教训，让我们能够在主耶稣基督的身上来建造我们自己，让我们的生命得到强壮。
Accept the teaching humbly and let our life become mature and strong, and God's grace will add to us.
神的恩典就会一样样的像安提阿教会一样加给我们。
So what happened in the church Antioch? God's grace is going to be added to our church.
这就是我们教会明年的主题，叫做刚强壮胆，承受应许，就是要承受神的这样的恩典。
So this is the theme for our church next year. Be strong and courageous. Inherit the promises.
我们现在牧师，没有牧师，但是弟兄姐妹们，我们要理解的是，这个牧师不是我们自己找来的。
So we don't have a pastor now, but we have to understand that we can't find a pastor ourselves.
不是说我们登个广告，我们就可以找到一个牧师。
We can't just find a pastor by placing an advertisement.
世人用登广告的方式去招一个工人，公司里头可以招一个雇工来为这个公司工作。
So the worldly way, you can put advertisement in newspaper, then you find a worker come to work.
但是神的家的牧师是神差遣来的。
But God's worker is the one who sent to there.
是神因着他的恩典加给我们的。
Is God give it to us because of His grace?
所以我们要专心仰望神，我们要有好的名声，我们就会像安提阿教会一样。
So we need to focus on God. We need to build up our reputation. Then our church will be like Antioch church.
神就会因着他的恩典，带来拣选他和他心意的牧者来到我们教会。
So because by God's grace, God is going to send his servant to serve in our church.
弟兄姐妹们，你们有这个信心吗？
Sisters, brothers, do you have this confidence?
我要把我的其他的部分，我还有别的部分，但是我要砍掉了，因为时间，我每次讲到的时候掌握不好时间，非常抱歉。
So I have other things to talk, but because I had a poor time management, I have to cut all the other parts to be focused.
我用最后一句话来鼓励大家。
I'm going to use my last word to encourage everyone.
当我们选择跟随主的时候，神的慈爱和管教，他就会与我们同在，跟随我们一步一步的与神同行。
So dear brothers and sisters, when we choose to follow the Lord, God's love and discipline will be with us. We will walk with God step by step.
我们的前面的道路有高山，有低谷，有顺境，有逆境。
So in front of us, we have high mountains, low valleys, good times or bad times.
我们弟兄们正在学习《天路历程》这本书。
So our brothers fellowship, we are learning a book,
天路历程，天路历程的英文怎么讲
？Pilgrim.
那里头真实的描述了我们天路上的种种的艰难险阻。
So it vividly described the difficulties in our way, pilgrim way.
但是这条道却是一条与神同行的恩典之路。
But this way is a way, it's a road with God's grace.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
阿爸父神，
Dear Heavenly Father,
恩典他的众儿女们，定义要追求你，定义要走你所命定的天路。